学生英语在线，你想知道的问题你告诉他，你没想到的问题他告诉你。最顶尖的英语专家，最有效的学习方法，雅思托福 GRE 轻松得分没问题。 Question of the day， 大学生英语在线，每天上午6:30，晚上11:00，与您准时相约。
大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Larry， 欢迎大家加入我们的 QQ 群，下载更多的英语学习资料。我们的 QQ 群号码是90127292，欢迎您的加入。今天我们要上的是雅思口语课，我们请来的专家老师是 Echo 老师。
大家好， Hello everybody, Hello Larry, I'm glad for being here again, you know, to talk aboutIELTS, okay, and hopefully, you know, our previous programs, you know, helped you a bit to know about the exam, and of course, we're, you know, still working on that, okay, and especially with today's episode, we're gonna give you guys another, you know, topic, okay, which is from, like, you know, the real exam, and we can actually, you know, talk about it.Elaborate on that and to make sure everybody gets, you know, what it means.
我们每次都要抽真题。
Yes.
从这个实际考试中抽一道一定会考的题。
哎，
来帮助大家操练一下。今天呢，我们抽到的题，哎，我相信大家一定感兴趣，因为你一定会做这件事儿。
嗯哼。
什么事儿呢 ？Shopping.
没错。尤其是For girls, right? 尤其是对于女生来说，这可能绝对是一个生活中最大的爱好，或者说甚至算是体育运动了吧。Okay, anyway, 所以我们今天就以 shopping 为题目 ，right? 哎，给大家去讲解一下，然后我们给大家一些模板，然后或者是句型，大家可以去表达哈。Speaking of shopping, right? You probably would ask questions like, you know, what is the You know, what is the activity you would like to do in your spare time? Or talk about, you know, one thing you would like to do in your spare time. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, like, talk about, like, you know, one of your hobbies. Right?
Right.
Yeah. Hey. So, for most girls, I guess this is something you can say or, you know, you can talk about. Right? So, shopping, right? The first thing first, right? Okay, we've practiced on this a lot for the previous episodes, right? Okay, in the previous programs, you need to answer your question with your general ideas about this, right? Okay, so if you like shopping and why? 那么我们去说到shopping 是吧？哎，首先呢，你会说到 ，So I would like to talk about shopping, right? 那么你可以去说一下你的态度，是你是不是喜欢的，以及为什么 ，right?
对，
所以。说，哎，我特别的喜欢购物，是吧？哎，那么它就基本是我的一个爱好，哎，哎，那么我们可以去说，我喜欢，很多同学用 I like， 那么我们也可以去用 I'm into or I'm a big fan of， 那么这两个表达是我们常用到去代替 like 的词哈。
对。
好，那我再重复一遍 ，I'm a big fan of， 我是什么的粉丝是吧，哎，就表示我特别喜欢什么，或者是 I'm really into 就是 into right、okay? 哎，所以我们在这句话的表达可以说 I'm really into shopping right or I'm a big fan of shopping right、okay?
into 这个词很形象，就是你深陷到其中，
哎，
不能自拔，你特别喜欢它不能自拔，可以就说是 into，
是
我进去了嘛，
哎，
我不能自拔，
没错。
好，那其实除了这两个之外呢，我还知道像这 I'm interested in， 这个是很简单的表达自己喜欢某个事儿，
哎，
除此以外呢还有 I am fond of， F-O-N-D fond of， I am fond of也是表示我比较喜欢做某个事儿，
是。
还有 I am fascinated with， I am fascinated with shopping， 哎，我着迷于 shopping，
right，
我非常非常喜欢这个，我迷恋于这个购物。
Yeah， 好，那么这些都是可以什么呀？哎 ，some expressions you can replace like, okay? 那么记不记得我们之前去说雅思考试的里边有一项是你的单词量的评分，是吧？单词量的话，那你单词尽量要在考试当中避免重复的过度的使用。然后那么当你需要有意思重复的时候，可以去想到不同的词去表达，那么这个对你的分数来说绝对是一件有意义的事情。好，那么我们刚才回到我们的主题，是吧？哎，那我要想表达我特别的喜欢购物，是吧？然后那么以及原因的话，我们可以去说I'm really into, or I'm really like, you know, a big fan of shopping, right? Or like what Larry said, right?
I'm fascinated with shopping, or I am fond of shopping, and so on.
那么再接下来的话，我们可以去说 shopping is my favorite hobby or favorite pastime, right? 哎，那么这个时候是我们对 shop 就是主题句的这么一个直接的回应 right? 好，那么再接下来的话，我们可以再说一下你的购物的一些习惯，是吧？哎，比如说，那其实我更喜欢的是，哎，去逛街，然后再去货比三家，是吧？哎，那么这样的是一些细节，这些细节可以去支持你前面的这么一个主题句 ，right？ Okay?
对。
哎，那么比如说，我们说，我更喜欢的其实是到处的去逛街，是吧？然后哎，然后再去货比三家，那我们可以怎么表达呢？哎，
我觉得首先我要说的并不是货比三家，
哎，
而是说购物这一件事儿是很冲动的，
哦，
冲动购物。我觉得女生比男生对于这购物来说，他们最大的一个特点就是冲动消费、冲动购物。
啊，
如果我要描述我的女朋友，她购物特别冲动
，Larry 这个是心中有气呀、
啊。啊但不管怎么样是一个现象，
对，
可以说哈、
好，
这个冲动消费、冲动购物，哎，是不是有一个说法呢？
哎，你可以去说什么呀？I always do impulsive shopping, or I tend to buy things on impulse, right?
Impulse.
哎 ，impulse 其实是一个就是我们说冲动的意思，是吧 ？IMPULSE。Impulse， 当然呢，我们也可以去说 impulsive， right？ I M P U L S I V E， impulsive， right？ 那么你可以说 do something on impulse， right？ 哎，冲动的做某事，哎，那么 buy things on impulse， 或者说是shop on impulse， or you know do impulsive shopping， right？ Impulsive shopping。好，那么我们解决了 Larry 心里面的这个一团的气氛，是吧？我们才可以继续往下看。
好，后面那个接下来看的呢，我倒是挺喜欢的。就是说你不能太冲动，对吧？你买之前你得比较一下，货比三家。
我们其实可以去说什么呀？哎，首先，有时候女生可能去逛街就是为了逛街，是吧？然后我们就可以去说叫什么呀 ？Window shopping。
Window shopping。
哎 ，window shopping。
Window shopping。
哎，就是只看橱窗里面的东西，我只看不买，是吧？哎，我估计这是你的菜。
鼓掌，给你鼓掌啊！
好，然后那么哎，再理性一点呢 ？If you could be more rational, you could just say, you know, comparison shopping, right? 哎，就是比较性的购物 ，right? 比较性的购物 ，so window shopping or comparison shopping, right?
Comparison shopping 就是货比三家的那一种比较的购物。
哎 ，yes. So, put like you know everything together, right? 我们把所有第一段的东西放在这块的话，我们可以去说。Well, I'm a big fan of shopping, right? And this is pretty much my pastime or my hobby. But for me, right? Walking around, right? When I'm shopping is really pleasant. I would like to do some window shopping, right? Before I buy real things. So I also could just say, you know, I would like to do some comparison shopping before I really...buy something, right? Or I really need to buy something. But sometimes, right? I tend to be impulsive, right? 哎，有的时候我也会有点冲动，是吧？ So, you know, I did buy a lot of things on impulse. 然后我也买了一些，哎，我也冲动买了一些东西， right? And it turned out, you know, I don't like them, you know, later.
Do something on impulse 就是冲动做某个事儿。Go shopping on impulse or buy something on impulse 就是我冲动的去买东西、去消费、去购物。
Yes.
We should say no to it. Anyway, so let's continue.
Okay, yes. And then for the next stop, right, you can also talk about, like, if you're shopping, right, you can talk about, you know, what you normally buy, right, and who you are. For example, like, you know, we probably, different groups, people probably have different habits to buy things, right? Say, if you're a student, right, you know, you probably will just spend your money on, like, clothing or, you know, CDs or, you know, something like that, right? But if you're, like, you know, someone who is working, you're probably considering about, like, you know, buying an apartment in Beijing or, you know, in your city, or, you know, you're probably thinking about buying, like, you know, some home appliances, right? For example, like fridge or, you know, like a right, coffee machine, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. 所以，那么你可以去说，哎，你是一个什么样的人，然后你倾向于买什么样的一些东西，是吧？那么，so what about you, Larry? So what, you know, you tend to buy?
I never go shopping.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. I never go shopping on the street. I mean, sometimes if I need to buy something,
mm-hmm.
I would rather go shopping on the internet.
Mm, online mean, shopping, right?
Online shopping,
hey, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so the things I want to buy, the items I want to buy on the internet through online shopping include everything I need.
Everything, okay.
Anything I need, everything I need. Like the phones,
uh-huh.
I mean the snacks,
uh-huh.
and some home appliances.
Right.
Home appliances.
Oh, even that? You buy that online?
Yeah, home appliances including TV set, air conditioner, mobile phones,
right.
everything.
Right,
yeah.
right. So this is pretty much like, you know, guy's habit, right? Okay? I mean, like, you know, shopping is not for fun at all. It's just for, like, you know, for practical reasons. I need
right.
that. So right. I'm going to get that, you know, without spending too much money on it, too much time and money on it, right? Okay? So, and also with the things you buy, right? Okay? For example, like, you know, we call that groceries, right? Okay? 那么比如说我们买的东西的第一类是吧？像Larry 说的 food and, you know, things you use in your everyday life, right? So we call that groceries, right? G-R-O-C-E-R-I-E-S, right?
嗯，百货。
哎，就是百货，或者说我们说，就是杂货。
杂货啊。
哎，都可以。And, food, of course, right? But, you know, everybody knows this, right? And also, Larry said he would buy...You know, some, like, you know, mobile phones, right? And, like, you know, earphones probably, right? So we could just call them electronic devices. Electronic devices. 哎，就是电子设备。
Or gadgets. 电子的这个手机啊。
没错。
智能手机啊。
哎。
iPad 啊这些都可以归在这个 gadgets。
没问题，但是gadgets 这个词也可以跟女生经常会喜欢的一些东西去用在一起，比如说我们可以归成一类叫 fashion gadgets。
然后 gadgets,
哎。fashion gadgets。
Beautiful and lovely fashion gadgets.
For example, like, you know, hair bands, or, you know, like, you know, a necklace.Bracelet, 这些等等都可以是 fashion gadgets, 是给、哎、手链啊项链啊头绳啊什么这些都可以哈。
好，那我们已经说了很多我们可能会购买的一些东西了。
嗯、好，那么这个时候你可以去介绍一下哈，你就是说你是一个什么样身份的人，然后哎，通常你会花钱在什么样一类物品上面，
对对对
然后那么这其实是你的一个就是比如说金钱观也好，或者是购物观也好，是吧？
对。
哎 ，for example, you could just say,you know, I'm a student, so I don't have like you know so many big.Items to buy. So normally I would spend my money on outfits, food, and if you're a girl, probably cosmetics and you know some groceries, right? Okay? And sometimes you know with you know some like you know fashion gadgets. That's where I would also spend money on, right? But not like you know really often. So this is you know you're talking about your shopping habits, right? Okay? And yeah, you could just, you know, talk about this according to who you are, your personality, and of course, you know, like your monetary attitude or you know monetary value on.
没错，那说到这个个人的消费观、金钱的消费观呢，其实又是上了一个台阶，上了一个层面了。
嗯、对，
我们再回过头来总结一下，我们关于购物这个话题，谈论哪一些内容？
嗯，
首先，为什么我们要说购物呢？是因为考官的问题是你在业余时间做些什么 ？What do you do in your spare time? Could you tell me?
嗯，
然后我们说，
尤其是第二类的题目，然后我们可能也会去被要求去描述一个生活当中常去做的这么一个事情，或者是你的爱好，或者说你经常会打发时间的一种方式等等。
没错，所以呢，针对这样一个问题，我们就给出了如下的回答框架。首先，还是开门见山，每次我们回答问题，我们都要求开门见山，
哎，
告诉对方我的这个业余活动是什么。
嗯
，Okay, it's shopping. So my biggest hobby in my spare time is go shopping. Is to go shopping. 之后呢，我们再告诉对方我们对于购物的态度是什么样的啊？我们把它看作是一种爱好啊，还是说我对于购物这件事儿啊是三思而后行的，还是说我对于购物呢是很冲动的？
哎，对，没错，
这个是第一环节。第二环节呢，就要说到我们具体买些什么了。刚才我们花了很长一段时间，详细介绍了可以买的各种东西，包括家电啊、化妆品啊、电子设备啊，还有
或者是类别，是吧？
对对对、
哎。好，那么这个时候的话，其实在这一段为什么要这么去详细的说哈？当你不知道该去说什么的时候，你可以去描述一个你的习惯性的东西嘛，是吧？哎，那么可以去加了一些，就比如说频率的副词 ，right？ 或者说对，就分块去表达。比如说，我们说 ，I rarely spend money on cosmetics because I think it's you know nothing, right? Or because I think it's not practical at all, right? But I would like to spend my money on some like you know outfits, okay? And you know that could just you know make me more confident, okay?And also, like, you know, sometimes I would like to spend some money on electronic devices, right? When, you know, I need to update my, you know, mobile phone or, you know, my pads. Okay. So this is somewhere you can spend a little bit time on to talk about your shopping habits and things like that. Okay. And also we can move on to, like, you know,How often you go shopping, right? This is like, you know, another subtopic you can mention. And if you're like, you know, really like shopping, you could just say, you know, yeah, I basically need to shop every day. Or, you know, I go shopping on a daily routine. So when you can talk about like, you know, the frequency that you go shopping, right? You could just, you know, say,Okay, I really love shopping, or I'm totally a shopaholic, right? I go shopping on a daily basis, right? 这是一个很好的表达哈 On a daily basis, right? 就是在什么呀每天的基础上其实基本就是什么呀 I go shopping every day, right? Because I'm a shopaholic. 那比如说像 Larry 这样子的是吧、哎、对 shopping 完全无感 right? 那可以去说
I go shopping on yearly basis.
哎 ，yearly basis. Oh my god, right? 操，就是一下不买是吧？一买可以扛三年那样的。
对
right?
对对，没错。
Okay, 好，那么这时候我们可以这么去表达是吧？哎，或者说你可以说 I go shopping probably monthly, right? Weekly. 你看他把这样的一些就是时间的表达也可以用副词的这种方式，是一个很好的哎表达的方式哈。好 ，daily, weekly, or monthly, right? You can talk about like, you know, your monetary attitude on shopping, right?
Right.
I mean like, you know, attitude toward the money you're spending on shopping. Mm. I mean like, you know, what price range can you accept, right? And why? And always remember to put up explanation after each, you know, statement, right?
你的金钱消费观、啊。
哎，你的金钱消费观，然后你的能接受的这么一个价位通常是什么样子的。Okay, so here actually we can have some, you know, words, right, okay, to use, for example, like, you know, well, I'm a practical person, right, so I only buy things, right, okay, that are practical or, you know, less expensive, okay? 哎，我是一个很实际的人，所以呢，我会买什么呀？哎，实际的东西，或者说什么不那么贵的东西。你看，哎，用 expensive 有点俗，然后但是你可以去用 less expensive, okay? 哎，这个听着会哎比较舒服，哎，没有那么贵，不是说什么哎就是特别便宜 cheap, okay? 那么你也可以去说well, you know, sometimes.I would like to spend some money on, you know, extravagant things, you know, to make myself feel good, okay? Yeah, for example, like, you know, really luxurious brands, okay? I mean, the bags from luxurious brands like, you know, Gucci or, you know,Hermes, okay? 哎，那么就是有些女生可能会有的时候呢，哎，花一些钱在奢侈品上面，奢侈的东西上面。所以在这儿有一个词叫 extravagant, extravagant, okay? 哎，这个叫奢侈的。
Luxury 呢？
哎。Luxury 也是，然后但它形容词是 luxurious, okay?、
Oh.
哎 ，luxurious。好，那么。这个是，但是 luxurious 和 extravagant 可能就是说，哎，稍微有点负面的那么样的一点东西，就是很奢侈的嘛。
哪一个是负面的？
extravagant 有一点点。好，那么在这边的话，我们也可以去说 ，we can spend some money, you know, or I tend to spend money on inexpensive things, right? 哎，不那么贵的东西，我们叫 inexpensive， 这是一个很好的词，是吧？哎，或者说 things that are less expensive， 像我刚才说的。好，那么或者说你可以换一种说法，很划算，是吧？哎，大家可能会比较喜欢划算的这个词，然后我们叫
划算，
哎 ，economical。Economical,
或者说性价比很高。
哎，对 ，right，
花同样的钱得到的这个实惠更多，
对，
这就叫做 economical。
哎，对，
非常经济、环保、实在、实惠。
没错，嗯，好，那么这个时候的话，当然，比如说，哎，什么东西特别的便宜，你可以用一个词叫什么呀？哎
，very cheap，
哎 ，very cheap， right？ If it's very cheap， so it's you know as cheap as a dirt， right？ 像尘土一样便宜，是吧？哎 ，so we have this word called dirt cheap，
dirt cheap，
right？
dirt
cheap，
dirt 就是灰尘那个 dirt，
没错
，cheap 就是便宜 ，dirt cheap 中间有一横杠，两个单词中间有一个横杠，组成了一个新的形容词，就是说它非常的便宜啊。
Hey, right. Okay, so, let's put down, you know, these words, right, into sentences, right, to focus on some expressions. So, for example, like, you know, I don't like, you know, name brand stuff, right, 我并不喜欢名牌的东西 so I tend to spend my money on economical things, right, 哎，我可以倾向于把钱花在什么呀？更划算的地方 or you know sometimes I would like to spoil myself a little bit okay so I would like to spend a little bit of money on extravagant brands okay 哎，那么有的时候我想去宠一下自己所以我会在奢侈品上面花一点点钱 right okay 啊，那么这样的一些表达那么大家可以去根据这些词去运用那好那到现在的话我们可以去做一个总结 right okay 哎，那么如何去回答关于 shopping 的这样的一些东西哈好那么比如说 if you were asked this question like you know what you normally do in your spare time or describe something you usually do in your spare time right okay? and if you would like to talk about shopping you can start this with the
所以一开始你就可以表个态你到底是怎么样一个购物人
哎，
你是一个购物狂呢还是一个哎三思而后行的购物者
哎 yes, okay. 第一个部分是什么呀？哎 ，your attitude towards shopping, right? 你对 shopping 的这么一个态度 ，and then you know your habit of spending your money, 你的花钱的这么一个习惯 ，and how often you go shopping, or you know the frequency of you going, like you know of you going shopping, right? Okay, 哎 ，this is like you know 你的哎去购物的这么一个频率，所以在这里面其实。不光是女生可以去说，哎，或者是喜欢购物的人可以去说，你不喜欢的人可以也可以去说，只是哎，你的方向是不一样的，是吧？
对。
好 ，and then you talk about like you know your value on spending money, right? Okay? Yeah, 哎，你的这个花就是购物的观念，或者说你的一个花钱的这么一个观念是什么？所以这样的四步，哎，我们可以去去大家
作为一个模板来回答购物相关的一个问题。
哎，没错，
嗯，
是，哎，好，
啊，我觉得今天的内容很充分，
嗯，
能够让大家接到有关于购物话题的时候呢，能够游刃有余的把这个问题答好了。
哎，没错。
好，那我觉得今天的内容就这一些。最后呢，欢迎大家加入我们的 QQ 群，下载更多的雅思口语真题。我们的 QQ 群号码是90127292，欢迎加入。我们下期节目再见。
拜。
世界上没有不受限制的自由。
就像你有吸烟的自由，但你不能自由的吸烟，还影响他人的健康。
2015年6月1日，北京市控制吸烟条例正式实施。届时，室内公共场所、工作场所和公共交通工具内禁止吸烟。
为了更好的生活，控烟需要全社会行动起来。
讲文明，树新风，北京人民广播电台公益广告。
给你一个机会，你最想得到什么东西？
汽车
，money，
豪宅，
漂亮女朋友，
芭比娃娃。
健康。
北京人民广播电台提醒您，关爱自己的健康，才能带来长久的幸福。
A beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take that body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on, go play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you.Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the world was built for two.The old stars living for the fame. Kissing in the blue dark, playing pool and wild dogs, video game.
Are you alright?
He holds me in his big arms, drunk and I am seeing stars. This is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes. This is my idea of fun. Playing video gameIt's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I am.Baby, now you do.